You are listening to the Real Housewives of the Kingdom podcast. I'm your host, Caroline Rogers. In this sweet space, you'll hear from women who are like you and some that are not. We will talk about how God is walking with us through the good and the hard on subjects like marriage, homemaking, friendships, ministry, parenting, and seeking God. You will also hear from me sharing what God is doing in my own heart. The enemy of our souls wants us to feel alone, and that couldn't be further from the truth. So if you are like me and need that reminder, join us as we laugh and cry together, giving God the glory through the stories of our lives. Hey everybody, welcome to season 3 of Real Housewives of the Kingdom. Today is officially the second anniversary of the podcast, and we are kicking off season 3 today. I'm your host, Caroline Rogers. If you are new here, welcome. If you have been listening since the beginning, thank you so much. I'm so grateful to have you, and I've just really appreciated your encouragement throughout seasons 1 and 2. I know starting the podcast was something I definitely knew I was supposed to do from the Lord, but there were definitely moments that I felt like I maybe second guessed. Did I hear the Lord right? Am I supposed to do this? But He continues to confirm that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And I am always just in awe of how He works to get guests, the right guests, how He works to stop interviews that maybe He didn't want to happen for one reason or another. And it's just been cool to be on this journey of letting Him lead this, because while I do make the decisions for the podcast, I do really give it all to Him and give a lot of prayer and consideration as I am creating the schedule for the seasons, as I am praying about who to ask to be on the show and their hearts. It's been a really cool thing to do. So season 1, if you listened, you'll know that I did an episode every other week. I did not want to start out of the gate with so much gusto that I thought I could do an episode every week, because really I had never done this before and I do not have a team. It's all me. I do the editing. I do just basically everything that has to do with it, social media, all of the things. So for me, it was definitely a learning situation. I have been learning as I went, and I knew season 1, I wanted to do it with as much excellence as I possibly could. And I was very aware that if I overloaded my schedule by overachieving and trying to do every single week, that I might peter out. So I was grateful that I did every other week during that season. And I broke during the summer, which I did last year as well, and I plan to do this year. And then this year, the only other thing that was different was I started a little bit later. So season 1 started on April 30th in 2021. And that was the every other week that I did that season. And then season 2 actually started on January 7th of 2022. And I decided to try to do an episode every single week. And it was definitely hard, I'm not gonna lie. Well, let's just say I'm an overthinker. So I am organized, I plan things out, and you know, so I had planned out the season and would make sure that I had things recorded and scheduled ahead of time so that I never got myself into a situation where I was kind of rushing at the last minute to try and edit or do something like that, because I never want to miss something or just be rushing so much that I'm not listening to what God has to tell me about the editing or whatever it is, how I'm writing about it, all of those things. So I started season 2 and did every single week, basically, with the exception of my summer break. And that was definitely an adventure. And I am glad I did it. But coming on the end of season 2, I was very certain that I could not do that again this season for season 3, that I couldn't start right out again in January. So if you've been following along, you'll know that my hubby and I have made quite the journeys. We
were living in Southern California in Los Angeles, and we moved to Florida for a little while because God opened up a job opportunity for my hubby in Florida, and then only to basically put him in the right place at the right time to open up a job opportunity for him in Central California. So it has been a very exciting year walking with God on this journey. And I've been doing the podcast wherever we are. So there were episodes in season two that I was literally sitting in friends of ours' closets in Florida because I needed to have a nice quiet space to record, or in a hotel room. We were visiting friends at Disney World and they had a hotel, and I said, yeah, we can do dinner with you guys, but I need to do a podcast interview. And I interviewed in the hotel room in Florida. I've definitely been on the go with this podcast. And obviously with modern technologies, that is not a far-fetched thing, but being organized was definitely a necessity as I moved through doing season two every single week while we're moving all around. So in March of 2022, my hubby got a job at Daniel's Woodland and we moved to the Central Coast. And from March basically through October, was praying whether there was anything here that God wanted me to do other than the podcast. I knew that I was supposed to complete the year of the podcast of season two, but I was just really giving to the Lord, like, what do you want me to do? You know, is there a job you want me to have? Is there a particular ministry at church you want me to serve in? So I was giving that to the Lord, and I hadn't really gotten any major clear answers other than my hubby and I love encouraging marriages. And so we were just kind of open for the Lord bringing anyone into our lives who needed that type of encouragement. And in October, I got a job also working for Daniel's Woodland. So now I am their social media manager. So I manage 4 accounts for them. And so that is really fun because I get to be with my hubby. He is working a lot of hours. It's probably one of the most demanding jobs he has ever had in our entire lives. And it was really sweet that the Lord created a position for me that I could be near him for part of the week. So I only work for about 20 hours a week, but I get to sit in his office. He has another desk in his office and I get to sit with him and just do my job. But then I am near him for part of the week, which is really helpful. If you have listened to the podcast, you know me and my hubby, we love working together. We love being together. And so it just was really sweet of the Lord to give me this opportunity. That being said, trying to do a podcast and even a part-time job when I had been doing the podcast without really any other responsibilities other than caring for our home, doing homemaking, and any kind of general outreach to anyone in my life. And so I had to kind of really assess how I was managing my time. And so at the tail end of 2022, I was definitely recognizing the need for me to not do the podcast every single week. And I really gave it to the Lord and prayed over it. And I took the whole month of January off from social media so that I could really pray and give it to the Lord. And it was definitely confirmed that that would be the case, that I needed to delay the start date a little bit. So I decided to start today, April 28th, which is basically 2 years since the podcast started, right around the 2-year anniversary, and also only do every other week so that I can still keep showing up here for you in a really intentional way and a not rushed way. I always want to make sure that the guests that I'm bringing you are women who really do love God and are not going to give you a false sense of who God is or give you any kind of advice or encouragement that wouldn't line up with scripture, because definitely that is the backbone of this podcast, is that we are real housewives of the kingdom. So we are women who are walking with God through good and hard situations, and we are just sharing our hearts on how that happens and how we are relying on God's word and how we are staying in community with one another so that the enemy can't deceive us and make us feel like we are alone, because that is the thing that I truly feel like, is that we often feel alone. We feel like we're the only person struggling with something, or we feel like nobody sees us. And that is just the ploy of the enemy. And so That has been my hope with the podcast. And so this season, by doing every other week, I feel like I can really bring you some really great episodes that I think will encourage you and entertain you as well. And I'm just really excited about all that is coming up. One of the things that I did during January, or that the Lord really revealed to me in January, was that I felt like I wanted to do a Instagram and Facebook account that was specific to the podcast. So if you follow me over at Married Rogers Neighborhood, either on Facebook or Instagram, I am over there talking about the podcast, but I also talk about marriage and walking with God in general. And that might sound like what I talk about in the podcast, but I just felt like I could have a space that was only for the specific topics that we were talking about in the podcast and do that content over there and then be able to focus more on marriage ministry stuff in Married Rogers Neighborhood and just general walking with God in Married Rogers Neighborhood. And I just think it's going to help the podcast be able to be seen and be found a lot easier, and the content be able to be found. I've learned a lot. I already knew quite a bit and have learned a lot over the last few years from when I started my blog in 2020, Married Rogers Neighborhood. And I've learned so much, and I'm just realizing how the internet works and social media works for people to be able to find stuff. Really, I don't need to be found for my own personal anything, but I do want the content to be found because I want people to be encouraged and I want people to know God's truth. And I just want people to know they're not alone. So that is what I felt like would be the best way to do that. So I started Real Housewives of the Kingdom Instagram. So you can go, there's a link in the show notes on the podcast that you can go and click and follow along if you want to just see content surrounding the podcast episode. If you don't already follow me on Married Rogers Neighborhood, you can follow me there as well. The website, Married Rogers Neighborhood, where my blog is, also has all of the podcast episodes. So with podcasts, when you are hosting your show on sites that you don't own, there's always the chance that something could happen to your content. I just felt like it's really smart to have my episodes on my website as well, so that they're always able to be found. They're always there. I mean, you never know in this crazy world where, I mean, who knows? There could be a platform that says, you know, you're not allowed to talk about this or that. You're not allowed to talk about God or whatever. And so I just always want it to be out there. And so you can always find my podcast and my blog, my writing on marriedrogersneighborhood.com. Also, I wanted to say, if you are enjoying the podcast, I would really encourage you to send it to somebody. So you can easily, if you have, whether you have an iPhone or you're listening on Spotify or in YouTube, you can really easily share it with a friend. If you have a friend who would be encouraged by the episode, you could text it to them. There is also if you are on social media, you can take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your stories. And that kind of lets people know about the podcast. The other thing that's really helpful, and you will hear me talk about it usually when I am doing my outro, that to rate and review the podcast. Well, that might sound, I don't know, salesy or something, but I just wanted to explain why I ask you to do that. The way that it works is that the podcast platforms, when people rate and review a podcast, it makes it easier to be found and it just kind of spreads it a little bit more. And so it is really helpful for other people to hear and encourage it. So, I mean, everybody's busy. So if you don't have time to share it with a friend or that sort of a thing, at the very least, if you could go on down and rate and review it, that would really be helpful to me and to anyone who might need the encouragement.
Hey guys, it's Kevin
and Caroline
Rogers.
As you probably know by now, we love our marriage and are so passionate about giving others the tools they need to truly have a joyful marriage.
It breaks our hearts to know the divorce rate, whether you are a Christian or not, is 50%.
Yikes.
We also know that nobody gets married and hopes to have a divorce.
Exactly. This is why we feel God has given us the motivation to equip as many couples as possible before walking down the aisle.
On our 20th wedding anniversary, we launched an online premarital course. We share our own experiences as well as what God's Word says about marriage.
In it, we go over 5 cornerstones of a healthy, God-honoring marriage and give you tangible tips on how to walk in it. You'll have over 5 hours of video teaching from us, along with downloadable resources to take into your marriage.
We have always loved our marriage and want you to love yours too. If you're getting married and would love to have some great tools to take into marriage, join us today for the course.
Hey, even if you know anyone who is getting married, be sure to share this info with them. Link to the course is in the show notes or on our website, MarriedRogersNeighborhood.com.
While you're busy planning your wedding,
don't forget to plan your marriage. Join us and learn how to thrive and not just survive. All right, let's talk about what you can expect from season 3. Well, today is basically just a kickoff, what you can expect, talking about previous years. I just thought it would be fun to kind of come on and do that. Season 3, I have some really fun series planned, and so I just wanted to talk about it. We are talking about marriage habits, and this is something that I think is really important. You know, like when we get into situations in our marriage where we're having a difficult time communicating, or we're not feeling like we're meshing great with our spouse for some reason or another, a lot of times we can nail it down to habits that we've begun to implement in our lives. Or if things are going good, you can nail it down to habits that you've begun to implement in your life. So I am going to talk to different women who've been married for different amount of years, from women who have been married for a little over a year to women who have been married for well over 30 years, to talk about what it is in their marriage that they've seen that has been helpful and what has been harmful. And so I just think that it's going to be really interesting and really cool for you to hear from several different perspectives, you know, because me and my hubby, we talk about marriage on here. You've may or may not have heard the episodes where I chat with my hubby about marriage. We've done a few of them. You know, that's our perspective from our marriage and how God has worked in our marriage. And while I think the encouragement we give you can be really useful, I think it's so important to hear other people's perspectives and how God works through their marriage. And to just hear about habits. I mean, everything from, you know, the way that you talk to each other to eating habits, sleeping habits. There's habits with friends, family, and just, I mean, it could be down to something really small, you know, your housekeeping habits. I mean, all of these things affect the person that we are married to and that we live with, and they can be really, like I said, helpful or harmful. So that is what we are diving into for the first series. And so I'm really excited about that. That will take us through to June. And after that, we will be doing a break. My hubby and I are celebrating some big birthdays this year. I am turning 40 in July, and my hubby is going to be 50 this year. So we are planning a trip, go and just celebrate this big, huge milestone for us. And it's just a much needed vacation because my hubby, like I said, has been working really hard and could definitely use the time off, and we could just use that adventure time. You know, we used to travel all the time. If you listen to our Christmas episode this year, we talked about just some of the places we went to during the Christmas season, but we have traveled all over the world for work and for fun. And we've had a period of time now where we haven't been able to travel together, which is just fine. That's the season we're in, but we are looking extra special forward to this coming time that we're going to be traveling in July. So that is happening. And so we'll be breaking in July. The other thing that's happening, which I'm really excited about, right before actually like the last couple episodes will be airing, but we are headed out to go to my brother's wedding. My brother proposed to his love, and we just love her so much. Her name is Ashley, and she is just precious, and we just can't wait to have her officially part of the family. God has done some really cool things with their relationship, and just the prayers have been answered. And it's just amazing to see God pick somebody so perfect for my brother. So they're getting married in June, and I can't wait to go and be part of that. And then my hubby and I are basically leaving right after the wedding to go on our trip. That is what's happening in the summer. And then when we come back from our trip, when the podcast comes back in August, I'm going to do an episode on words of the year and kind of what that's looked like for me over the years of doing that. I haven't always done it, but I've done it for a few years now, and I think it's really cool. And so I want to kind of dive into that a little bit deeper. And we are also going to be doing a few interviews with women that doesn't really fit within a series, but some really incredible women who are just have some really cool stories to share about their walks with God, their ministries, and some hard things, some good things. And I know that you are going to love that. After those interviews, we will be moving into a series in the fall with Quiet Time with God and just talking about how we meet God. And, you know, I think the thing is we hear somebody say, oh yeah, I spent my quiet time with the Lord in the morning. And it's a great time. I spend quiet time with the Lord in the morning. But it just occurred to me how that can be so intimidating. And I've heard people, you know, say, well, I just don't have time to do that. And I know different people in different seasons. Sometimes you have little kids or your job makes it really difficult to do that in the morning. And I just wanted to impart some grace and bring in some ladies who have incredible relationships with the Lord and who meet with God in various different ways through different seasons of their lives, just to encourage you that the pursuit of God's heart is important and it doesn't have to look like somebody else's. And I thought it would just be really cool for you to see different women and how they connect with God in different ways. And I'm hoping that that encourages you to just get closer to the Lord and dive into the Word in a place and in a way that you can, because that's really the most important thing, is that you're actually connecting with Him. You know, it's not like check it off the list. So, you know, you want it to be a real time where you're actually getting a chance to spend time with the Lord. So you can look for that in the fall. I'll be doing a whole series on that. And then we'll be wrapping up with an episode on Advent. I thought it would be really cool to do that in December. Guys, I just really love doing this podcast, and I'm really grateful. And I just want to say thank you for following along, for your encouraging words. It's just been incredible to do this, and I'm just excited that I get to do more. And I'm excited about this season. And whether you're new or whether you've been here since episode one, I just want to thank you. And before we close today, I just wanted to share some scripture that has definitely informed my heart for the podcast. So I'm going to start with 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." And so that scripture just is Paul writing a letter to the Corinthians and just talking about how when we go through hard stuff and God helps us through it, then we can turn around and comfort each other. And so that is one of the things that I really love about the podcast, is that when we hear somebody who's walked through something similar, or even just someone who's walked through something hard or even good, we can rejoice together. We can just cry together. We can pray for each other. And that is God's plan for community, is so that when we walk through hard things, we have each other so that we aren't alone here. And so that scripture kind of talks about that. And I just love that. And then the other scripture that I want to share that really sums up the podcast is 1 Thessalonians 5:9-24. "For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Christ died for us so that, whether we are dead or alive, when he returns, we can live with him forever. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work, and live peacefully with each other. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid, Take tender care of those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you, who belong to Christ Jesus. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Now, may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus comes again. God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful. Gosh, I love that. Oh gosh, it's just like, that is my heart. I really hope that is what happens here. And I really hope that as you hear the podcast, that encourages you to go out and do the same thing for somebody else. I hope that God brings someone across your path today that you can encourage, that you can remind that they aren't alone, that you can stand with in something hard or good or rejoice with. That is what we're meant to do. So my heart and hope for this podcast is, and for season three, is that that would be what happens. That's what the podcast would spur you on to do. All right, be sure to join us for the first in the Marriage Habits series. And I'm just going to close us in prayer. I just want to give this season to the Lord. God, we just come to you right now, and we thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you for your word. We thank you for giving us a community of believers around us who can encourage us and spur us on. Thank you, Lord, for letting me have this podcast. Thank you for using me, and thank you for using the podcast, and thank you for just guiding it. Lord, I just want to give you this season. I want to give you every interview. I want to give you every listener. Lord, I lift up anybody who's listening right now in prayer, anyone who needs you. Lord, I pray that you would meet them right where they're at. Lord, I pray that this would spur them on to dive deeper into your word, Lord, to get closer to you, to want to know you more. I pray that this would encourage them to desire to encourage others and to just remind those around them that they aren't alone. Thank you so much for all you do, Lord. We give you all of these things, and I just humbly ask that you would just use this podcast for your glory. In your holy and precious name, amen. All right, friends, that's it for today. I'm so thankful you joined us and hope it spurs you on to encourage someone else. You can find and interact with me at Real Housewives of the Kingdom on both Instagram and Facebook, and my website, marriedrogersneighborhood.com, which is linked in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would really appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast wherever you are listening. Just remember, we are in this together. God loves you, and you are not alone. See you next time.